Welcome to the Forest Society Black Mountain Forest in Sutton, New Hampshire. I'm Dave Anderson.
I'm Grace McCulloch with New Hampshire Audubon.
My name is Lindsay Herlihy, and this is Something Wild.
We are standing in the dark woods with headlamps on a cool evening, and we're here to observe banding of northern saw-whet owls.
We really don't know all that much about the natural history of these little owls.
They are tiny, about the size of your hand.
So this project that you will see me banding for or collecting data for tonight is called Project OwlNet. And if you listen very carefully, you might be able to hear a toot, toot, toot noise. You hear it? That is an audio lure. So we have a great big huge bullhorn speaker right in the center of our net array. And it is right now playing the breeding song of the saw-whet owl. The idea there is that as they're migrating through the area, they hear that and they're like, what's going on down there? And so they come in to investigate.
So in a logging camp, there was somebody who was a saw-whet who kept all the saws sharp. And so they thought that this bird sounded like the sharpening of a saw, hence the name.
Not only are they our smallest owl in New England, not in North America, but they are very elusive. Their instinct when they are approached by anything under almost any circumstance is to freeze. And their plumage camouflages them so well in the dense conifer vegetation that they prefer that even if you are directly underneath them, or even if they are at your eye level and just a few feet away, you might not see them. There are a variety of things that bird banders do to make sure that every saw-whet is released unharmed with just this crazy alien encounter story to tell their mate next breeding season. Well, that was a really weird experience. I've got a little piece of jewelry now. What the heck happened?
Hey, Lindsay, I need a little support at the net.
Okay. When I apply the band, I need to make sure that those feathers don't get stuck in the band. They have very heavily feathered feet. Slide the band on, crimp it most of the way shut, but not quite all the way. And then I give it a little rotate. Make sure that it's fully closed and completely spherical, and start taking some more data. Now, the cool thing about saw-whet owls is that females are significantly larger than males. And this is a baby. This bird hatched this year.
So the owls we see tonight, where are they coming from and where are they going?
To a large extent, we are still learning about exactly where the saw-whets that we catch here are coming from. But what we know in general, the largest area of saw-whet breeding habitat is all across the boreal forests of Canada. Some of the owls from more northerly reaches may overwinter here. We do have saw-whets in the state year-round.
I'm going to get a real quick feather sample from this wonderful little nugget. Are you good to release again? Mm-hmm.
It's amazing to be out here in their habitat under a starry sky and the challenges that they're facing. You know, you typically wouldn't think about an owl being a predator for another owl. And yet barred owls are a huge predator for northern saw-whet owls. So they're out here hunting at night, but they've also got to think about what's around them and what kind of danger is lurking in the darkness. Something Wild is a partnership between New Hampshire Audubon, the Forest Society, and NHPR.
Fun fact, when baby owls or owlets are still gaining strength in their legs, they'll sleep face down with their legs stretched out just like she is doing right now. So while this looks real weird, this is actually a pretty normal owl posture.